Listener Production.
Hi there, Saskia Channing here with your local briefing. A warning to brace for more wet weather as we head toward the weekend. The Weather Bureau indicating we're in for as much as 35 mils on Friday, with the possibility of severe storms. We're being asked to keep a close eye on the latest flood watches and warnings across the region as the Murrumbidgee rises. Meteorologist Miriam Bradbury says there's plenty more rain to come.
Going into Friday, we're going to see the next surge of rainfall moving across. So that means a return of much more widespread rainfall, of the chance of thunderstorms, and it's not really going to be until late in the weekend that we start to see a real easing in conditions as that system finally moves away.
Several local government areas are now once again eligible for flood recovery support payments. A state of natural disaster has been declared across the Edward River and Greater Hume LGAs for the severe weather event that began on September 14. Those whose homes and belongings have been damaged, councils needing help with clean-up efforts, and businesses and producers in need of concessional loans should contact Service New South Wales. A glimmer of hope for Riverina renters struggling to pay the bills. Cameron Cusher from PropTrack says rental prices across regional New South Wales are no longer going up. Predicting relief is in sight.
For houses over the past 3 months, we've seen no change in rents in regional New South Wales, and they're 11.1% higher over the last 12 months. For units, there was no change over the quarter as well, but rents are up 10.5% over the last 12 months.
Locally, a typical house in Wagga is going for $450 a week. In Griffith, it's $420. A yearly post-season pilgrimage is returning to the Riverina, with the Maroul Silo Kick getting underway on Saturday. It'll see hundreds of travellers try their luck at kicking a footy over the 30-metre-high concrete silos, raising cash for Can Assist. President Jason Bryce says this year they'll be celebrating an important milestone.
30 years this year, and Robbie Harper, a local legend here, a little football, he's won it about 8 times, and his nephew, Jack Harper, at the moment, he's won it 3 years in a row, and I got a fair idea he'll probably win it again on Saturday.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.